On the line, Adam Voigt, former principal and education school leadership expert, chief executive, Real Schools Consulting Agency. Adam Voigt, good morning.
Morning, Neil.
Are schools not engaging these kids? What's going on?
Well, that's one small piece of the puzzle. I guess when we look at data like this and we see increased rates of kids not completing year 12, we sort of get a little bit worried about it. But if we dig in and have a look at what's going on and have a look at where they go, what we know is there's actually an increasing number of kids who go on to tertiary and university education, that go on to, you know, pathways in learning. So it's not quite as disturbing as we think until we dig in and look a little further at where they leave from and why they leave those places. And what they tend to be, the kids who, for instance, leave school and don't go to further learning are in low socioeconomic areas, in from large government schools, particularly our regional schools. And so we need to ask some questions around why we're losing those kids, because there's some complex answers around that that we can do something about.
Do we know where the kids go? What do? Do they become apprentices or what?
Well, sometimes they do, and there are some really fabulous programs bobbing up that actually do some really great transition to apprenticeships work. But a lot of these kids actually at the moment, where we've got a situation where the cost of living is really high, where availability of work and labour is also really high, so they can get out of school and go and get a job earning 30, 40 bucks an hour labouring pretty quickly. But that's pretty appealing when school itself isn't something that's doing what you need school to do for you. So that's part of the equation, and that's really acute to these, like I said, government schools in large regional areas of Victoria.
Yeah. Was there a way to fix this, or do we need to fix it? Is it necessarily bad?
So one is that we don't want to be too alarmist about it, because, like I said, there's nothing wrong with a kid getting to the end of year 10 or 11 and saying, you know what, pathway to apprenticeship and a trade is my go.
Yeah, true.
And we think that that's a good thing. Where we've got them, for instance, just dropping out and going straight into work when they could finish year 12 and when they're going to limit their long-term income capabilities. So that's where we get a little bit concerned. And what we can do is, for instance, fund some of these schools to be able to run these programs that transition them, keep them there so they can do that program while they're at school, and they can do it sometimes in part-time style capacities. We need to fund these schools to be able to run alternative programs such as agriculture programs and things like that in these schools. We need to help them get teachers. So that's one of the big problems that these schools have got, is getting enough boots on the ground to be able to run the programs that support this very kind of kid.
Okay, thank you very much, Adam Voigt, former principal, education school leadership expert, chief executive of Real Schools.